From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Thursday, May 22nd at 8:55. We have Ellen Dearden on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Kimberly. And grain futures are kind of on the mixed side of things, although there's been some pressure on this overnight trade and into the early part of today's trade because of a big drop in energy prices. And they came on talk that OPEC was going to increase output of crude. Bean oil gapped lower overnight, and we're seeing some pressure there. We're still making yes-no questions on whether the renewable volume obligations are going to be set and where those will lie. Keep in mind that those are minimums, not maximums. So it's maybe not as negative as people think when you look at the numbers. Russia has increased the size of their wheat crop as well. Right now, we see the July corn futures at 457.5, down 3.5. December at 452.75, that's down 3 cents. We've got March at 467.5, down 2.5. July soybeans, 1063.5, up 0.75 cents. November's at 1050.25, down 2.25, and January's at 1062.25, down 2.25 cents. Meal futures are up $2.50. We've got bean oil futures down not quite a dollar. On the wheat side of things in Chicago, we're a little bit lower after a pretty nice run up this week. July Chicago wheat at 543.75, down 5.5 cents. July KC wheat, 4 cents lower at 536.5. On the livestock market, we did see good trade, Fed cattle trade late yesterday, including some 230, 232 range in the corn belt. So we've got the cattle futures continuing to work a little bit higher with the June live cattle at 215, even up 85, and October's at 207.22, up $1.15. August feeder cattle, 298.07, down up $1.65, and June live hogs at 99.25, down 27. The summer hogs, the July and August hogs, are still over a dollar a pound. On the outside markets, the metals markets are lower. Crude oil's down about 96 cents on the July at 60.61. Dollar index, again, seeing a little bit of a bounce, but we're still under 100. On the June index, we're at 99.76. That's up 0.31. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.